Hello, everybody, and welcome to Undead Times, our brand new podcast reporting on heavy metal and otherwise related music,
philosophy, news, whatever. Produced and recorded here at KFAI radio station 90.3 FM or KFAI.org. My name is Irina Rakeva. With me is
Lydia Stark
and Matt McGee.
And this is the Undead Times. So today we're going to talk about fairly personal subject, stuff that got us into metal.
Yes, so this episode will serve one as an introductory episode on a few different levels. First of all, we'll be giving you guys a few songs that introduced us to the world of heavy metal and how we progressed further, and then whether or not you yourself are versed into heavy metal. This will just give you a few starting points. And if you are here because you want to hear more actual, like, well, in-depth metal, we will start that tomorrow.
And it'll give you a little bit of a hint as who we are and why we're here. But first, let's get into some of today's news.
Hey, what's up? This is March 1st. Quite a few things have happened today, quite a few historic things. First of all, you got to pay respects to the bands that released iconic albums today. Of course, Judas Priest, Hellbent for Leather, March 1st, 1979. And also, sometimes there on the same date, Night at the Opera by Blind Guardian was released, and also Ice Earth back in 1995 have released Burnt Offerings. That's pretty damn cool. Overkill and DRI, I don't know exactly the date for those, but there have been several installments of DRI. Dirty Rotten EP, of course, and dealing with it full length. 1983 and 1985, and Overkill released Taken Over back in 1987. But once again, I've said I don't know the date. Finally, Death Angel 1983 with Heavy Metal Insanity. That's one classic if you want it. So anyhow, guys, you are still listening to Undead Times. Let's move into the present. And as of presence, oh come on, Metal World, release even more cool stuff so we can talk about it here on the Undead Times. What do we have today? Devil Driver is working on a new double album and have already written 48 new songs for it, hoping to release it by the end of 2019. Whitesnake is gearing up for release of Flesh and Blood on May 10th. A song, Hey You, You Make Me Rock, is out for streaming right now as we speak. And our own Foes have unveiled new artwork for their upcoming Gilead Music release, Portent. And another tasty offering from the label, Foes of Raurus is out. Well, not out, will be out. The album is named Patterns in Mythology. That's kind of awesome, in my opinion. We're gonna have two black metal offerings in the summer and fall, and yay. A snippet from a new Dragon Force song was leaked to Twitch. Now we know that it sounds pretty cool, it shreds. The band decided to leave the leak out on the interwebs, and the album will be out in the end of the year. Ozzy Osbourne is free from his bout of pneumonia, but had to postpone all 2019 tour, including North American and European dates. The festival dates of 2019, of course, cannot be rescheduled, so we have some 2020 dates already released, but you really need to be checking. Maybe some of the festivals will pick him up back again. I know that Los Angeles Hollywood Bowl, for example, is looking to pick him up, but it is still unclear and unsure. However, if you're not wanting to see Ozzy Osbourne, maybe you should head over to Finland for the first ever Heavy Metal Knitting Championship, where you can knit a scarf or portray your best, most dramatic needlework with a live metal band playing in the background. That will take place in July 11th, 2019. And seriously, mark the date, I'm pretty sure crazy videos will be coming out. A winner can win a all-paid weekend among the Finnish scenery and other prizes. And now with that, let's turn to some awesome music. In order to honor the forefathers of power metal as we know it now, of course, of the Burnt Offerings by Iced Earth. And by the way, Burnt Offerings was a debut album from Matt Barlow on the vocals there. I would like to present Brainwashed. And from Blind Guardian, because I couldn't decide on which is better, The Precious Jerusalem of The Night at the Opera. Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you so much. I see you on the playlist here. We got Linkin Park.
So Linkin Park is one of those bands that you heard on the radio all the time, or maybe you heard, like me, your older siblings playing in their bedrooms when you were an elementary schooler. But this song, One Step Closer, was like, at the time, the heaviest thing I knew. I liked that they were screaming. I liked that they were intense and raw and emotional, and there were these crazy guitars, or at the time what I thought was absolutely insane. And even as a little kid, like 6th grade, 7th grade, I was absolutely enamored.
Yes, totally. And regardless of what your personal opinions might be on Linkin Park, they are one of those bands that have successfully introduced a younger and newer generation to, like, not necessarily even metal, but heavier music in general, because I mean, some of the more recent stuff had a lot of electronic elements, but there still was, like, screaming incorporated. And it's just one of those common bands that, at least in some aspect, have to respect what they've been able to do for the music community. But anyways, enough talking. This is One Step Closer off Linkin Park's debut album, Hybrid Theory.
One step closer to the end.
Alright, so the second song after Linkin Park was The Offspring's Genocide off their third album, Smash. That song was a very definitive moment for me on breaking me towards the heavier stuff. Growing up, I listened to like Green Day and Sum 41, which Sum 41 is a band we did not feature, but equally influential. But so I made this bridge where some of my friends went farther down the pop punk aspect from Green Day. I found The Offspring and I went to their album Smash, and compared to some of their more recent releases, that was super raw, super punky, and it had those like really heavy, triplet heavy guitars that really made my transition into metal easy, and I wanted to go farther into it.
After that, we heard from Avenged Sevenfold. That was the song Almost Easy off of their self-titled album. That album was the first real metal album that I ever listened to front to back and got really into. I liked the lyrical themes, I liked the guitars and the drums, and I mean, whether or not you like Avenged Sevenfold, they're heavy. They bridged that gap for a lot of people like me from pop punk to metal or something like that.
Totally.
So whether or not you like them, they're important.
That they're equally as important to me, because my jump was in some weird way from The Offspring to Avenged Sevenfold. And I mean, Avenged Sevenfold, this album was very radio heavy, but at the same time, as you said, it is heavy in a way, and the guitar work is amazing. I remember the reason why I first stuck with it was the harmonies on their song Lost. I'm a sucker for harmonies, so if you hear a lot of harmony-based songs, that's my bad. Then, like, their earlier work has Screaming, and that at first I couldn't stand it, but as I have since more than learned to love Screaming. Anyways, what's our next song on the set?
Okay, the next one is, I guess, still my guilty pleasure forever and ever, Blind Guardian, the title track of Imaginations from the Other Side. 1995, I was 13 years old when that came out. My mom and dad were super strict about me going to school and waking up at 7 to make it to school. I would go to bed and then get up when everybody is asleep in the house and like tiptoe towards the sound system, plug headphones in. I would just stand there in the middle of the room with headphones on and listen to this track over and over and over, because I've never felt that level of power and imagination expressed in music, and it completely blew my mind forever and ever. So let's jump into it. Here it is, Imaginations from the Other Side.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for indulging. I absolutely love that song still and forever. Imagination from the Other Side by Blind Guardian, title track from 1995.
You call that a guilty pleasure band of yours? I would definitely never say any band is a guilty pleasure band. Even if you listen to Skrillex or the Cowboy Junkies, why be guilty about it? If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. And Blind Guardian is definitely to be enjoyed.
Thank you, and that is a wonderful way to put it. I see Exodus. Exodus on the list right there. Who's this?
Oh, that was my choice. That was essentially my turning point from going from like radio metal and more easier listening stuff into the more extreme side. Even though it is just thrash metal, and those who are versed in metal will know it's not the most extreme of all the genres. But it was the first to feature super heavy guitars and I would say screaming vocals, and Sousa's technique's interesting.
Harsh vocals.
Better way to put it, harsh vocals. And as I said earlier with harmonies though, this song starts with like a very cool harmony, and that's what kept me going from Avenged Sevenfold to this.
So if you want to know how to make Matt listen to your music, include harmonies and then he'll love it.
Okay, let's go into Exodus here on the Undead Times, produced and recorded by Bill. Thank you so much for listening. See you. My God.